Okay, I messed up. I didn't have you guys on, so we've got our show going on. This is Freestyle Night. I've got Instagram over here. Patch Me for Life wants me to come to Texas and do a story on the border. So Patch Us for Life, what's it like down there since our president is doing absolutely nothing about the border situation? It's good to have you guys on board. Chris Dental Family Dentistry is our sponsor. They already know this. You guys don't. And our other sponsor is Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities. We'll be talking more about them in just a bit. Oh, my, Dennis, you're right on here. Amazing for me and other drivers from Vancouver who commute daily to Portland Metro, who pay Oregon's $250 million annually to state income taxes while not using any Oregon state resources. It does not make sense. That is highway robbery. I agree with you 100%. Hi, Sandy Nelson. I would love to know what the situation is. Sandy, you should take some pictures, some video, and send it to me, a situation on the border. What do you guys think of what we're doing on the border? All these people, millions of people coming across the border. And what bugs me the most about it is that the more liberal audience tends to then come out and say, then you're being anti, you're being a racist. And we're not. We're just saying there should be a border in our country so that we know who's coming in. What I don't get about that whole issue is you have to have all the paperwork to go to Mexico or Canada. If you want to go there and live, you have to do all this. And yet we have some different standard. Why is that? You got to ask questions. I think that's the thing we all have to learn, is we have got to start asking more questions about what's going on and what people are doing and why things are happening. Does it even register in people's heads that, you know, here's one that's coming up today. I saw online where Oregon Republicans, House of Representatives, they are asking the governor to curtail all of the, what were they, refund or stop prosecuting people who didn't, businesses that opened despite what was going on with COVID and the mask mandates and all that, people that didn't abide by the rules that were going on. I don't know if I should do this. This is the hard thing about doing this show. I just want to talk. And I am censored by the social media gods so much that I'm nervous about what I'm going to say. And that's crazy. But here's my point. If we now know that a lot of the things we did were for naught, like the ventilators, did you hear that there's like 300 million ventilators that they're selling for scrap metal now? Because they don't need them. They didn't work. They actually killed people. And who's talking about that? And the reason you talk about that and the media should be doing stories on that is because then we keep this from happening again. We learn from our mistakes. It's like, no, if I even bring this up, then I'm some right-wing nut job. And I'm not even paid attention to by the left because they don't want to answer questions. I mean, that's a decent question. We need to look at what we did, but why is the state of Oregon still trying to fine people for something that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it turned out to be that the state of Oregon was wrong? So how is that? Direct misinformation from Dr. F. Yeah, well, I read a report recently. He was in an interview, and he said that doesn't work. 10%. It works about 10% of the time, and yet I heard an interview that was 80%. So the reason I get so frustrated is because we should be calling these things out and asking those questions. Because if you don't ask the question again, you repeat what happened before. I also saw some information out today where a lot of the D's are starting to, now they're trying to turn the blame on our vice president, who is a disaster. And now they're saying it's because the Republicans are picking on her. No, she's a disaster. We should be fining the Oregon government for shutting businesses down. Derek, exactly. Now that, and you know, I got beat up online for taking a PPP. And the only reason my wife and I took the PPP loan is because they shut us down. Half of our customers had to leave because they weren't open anymore. So we were devastated by it. I would rather not have taken that money because now it's digging into my 401k. It's unbelievable. Jared says, simply hide the truth and mistakes so no one learns a thing and the future sounds like a great plan. Ridiculous. Jared, I totally agree with you. Borders like fences make good neighbors. I think border security has begun. Yeah, you know what? I just don't understand why it's so wrong. And it's not. You know, it's like all these issues come up. And here, but here's the thing I want to talk to us about. We have to start talking about this, even at the risk of, you know, you guys, I'm sure some of you read my blog this week. A former good friend of mine is now calling up my client, one of my clients and good friends, and telling them they shouldn't do business with me because I put out misinformation, disinformation. This is somebody I went to church with, and they're calling, going behind my back when I haven't talked to him. Well, he sent me a nasty letter during COVID, but I haven't talked to him in years. But then you go behind my back and try to get people to leave, like try to ruin my life, like to take away my income. And this is people who are not hateful. These are people who have kindness posters in their front yard and run around and say, oh, we need to be diverse. What happened to diversity of thought? We're so looking at equity. Where's my equity? Where's the equity that I get to talk about the things I want to talk about? I can't. My D friends can get on here and say anything they want. And I come on here and they shut me down. So where's the equity in that, you know? And where's the equal treatment? And how come I can't, why do I have to celebrate things that I don't feel like celebrating? I can accept people who want to do their own thing. I don't care. Just like after Katrina, thousands of trailers full of asbestos that the government, yeah, exactly, patch me for life. You know, I think, and we get so off focus, and I kind of wonder sometimes if that's not part of the plan. It's what I don't understand is why is the trans thing becoming so big? I listened to an interview with Riley Gaines, the swimmer who's really come out and talking. Heartbreaking story. If you want to hear it and get some really interesting information, she's on Jordan Peterson's latest episode on a podcast. Just go to his YouTube channel or podcast. Fascinating story. But it's like, we got so many problems in this country and in this world, and we're focused on trans issues. I mean, I don't have a problem with people that want to do that. That's their business. But it's not your job to tell me that I have to celebrate that. I don't expect you to celebrate anything about me or anything. I mean, I think that's really narcissistic, actually. If you're asking me, you're telling me, this is how I am, and you have to celebrate that. What sense does that make? Yeah, it's the new minority controlled by the DNC. I totally agree with you. But why is it a requirement for me to be called, you know, to be considered a good person, that I have to accept everything you want me to, that you want me to accept? That's just not the way it is. Here's another interesting thing that's people ask me, you know, why did you move to Montana? Well, our governor just signed a bill that makes it so that a kid under 18 cannot have an abortion without their parents' permission. And it also says that a child cannot do any kind of, and this word I don't understand, and May and Tim are coming on here in a little bit, to talk with BS Free MD. I'd like to have Tim, I see you in the background there. I want to know what gender affirming healthcare is, because they keep calling it gender affirming healthcare, and I don't understand that term. That's not something I'm familiar with. But I'd like to know what these terms are so that I can accurately be for them or against them. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, so Montana just signed a law, our governor just signed a law that does not allow children under 18 to have an abortion without their parents' permission, and does not allow gender-affirming, you know, whatever, changing their body, mastectomies, penis cut off, whatever it is. It does not allow it until without the parents' permission unless they're 18. While Oregon, right now, Oregon Republican senators have walked out of the chamber to prevent a law that's exactly the opposite from going in Oregon. So, you know, the whole world, just so you guys know, in Oregon, and I know some of you get pissed and say, oh, Rick, you're putting down Oregon. I'm not putting down Oregon. What I'm saying is the silent majority in Oregon needs to start speaking up. And yeah, is it costly? You bet your ass it is. I've lost business. I've lost clients. I get people saying the nastiest things. I have people who won't do stories with me. They won't even take a free interview because they're afraid of how it's going to be perceived because I'm Rick Dancer. I have never had that in my life, you know? But when I was on the news, I had to ride the fence and be quiet and be careful. And as soon as you start coming out, and I don't mean coming out, I mean coming out politically, they're going to come after you. The fact you need a bill for that is astonishing. Derek, I agree. But it's costly. And you do take heat for it. And now, like I told you, I have people going behind my back trying to get people to not sponsor me because they say I'm spreading disinformation. So it does hurt you. Oh, here, Cindy says, gender-affirming care as defined by the World Health Organization encompasses a range of social, psychological, behavioral, and medical interventions designed to support and affirm an individual's gender identity when it conflicts with the gender they were assigned at birth. Cindy, thank you. Now I know what the term means. I guess what it sounds like to me, and Cindy, I'm not trying to argue with you, but it sounds like a kind of a, how do I say this nicely? I don't really know how to say it nicely. It sounds like a term that's a bunch of garbly gook that is just covering up what's really going on. I mean, you're literally chopping up people's organs. And it includes that. I know it's all these other things, and you know, but what I think should happen for kids under 18, because I've listened to enough interviews of people who've done this and then totally regretted it. And a lot of them, a lot of interviews. And what I think we should do is we should be putting so much money into counseling and therapy to get them through to that 18 years and then let them make up their own mind. But here's the deal. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand this. And someone could explain this to me. Why is it okay for someone, not okay, for someone under 18 to not be able to get a tattoo in Oregon, at least this used to be the law, and I think it still is, without the permission of the parent, under a tattoo, a permanent mark on your body like these? It's against the law. But we will make a law that allows them to mutilate, cut up, block, do things that they can never change ever. And there's evidence out there to show that there's negative impacts from the side of it. I don't think there's any evidence or research that's been done that if you have a tattoo and you hit 24, that you've made a permanent damage to your life. There's now you can laser it off and all this kind of stuff. But just use that as an example. What is the difference? You can't vote. Is it 18 now? Yeah, you can't vote. So we don't think, and here's the other thing I have as a question. The governor of Oregon, and I know that one presently, Kotek believes the same thing, but Governor Brown released all these prisoners, these murderers, didn't release them, excuse me, reduced their sentence from life, from death to life. Heinous crimes, horrible crimes. And her reasoning was because the human brain is not fully developed until 22, 23. So you're making rash decisions like murdering someone and cutting off their head. But we'll give you a second chance. We'll reduce your sentence on something like that, but your brain, because your brain wasn't fully developed, but we'll allow you to go do this surgical procedure when you're 10 or 9 or 18 or 60. So how does that make sense that you would support, you don't believe the brain. So if your hypothesis is, and the research shows your brain is not fully developed till 21 or 22. So we're going to let you off. You killed somebody brutally and you know, you tore up a family and you murdered someone that doesn't have another choice, can't ever come back. But we're going to give you a break because your brain wasn't developed. But we trust you as a 14-year-old to make a life-altering decision like hormone blockers and all that other stuff. I'm just saying for those kids, why not just make it 18 and so they can have, the parent can have some conversation with them because they say, because there's kids that can't, you know, their parents won't let them do it. Well, maybe that's the parent's responsibility. I don't know. I'm just saying It feels awfully odd to me. Rick, have you heard what's going on at Target stores? Oh God, no. Hold on. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. I've got a couple of ads here I want to run and then we'll be right back with you. I'm running an ad over here.
Still get patients once in a while. I had a patient the other day that came in and said that they weren't being able to be seen at their office.
Just behind the scenes. You get all the good stuff.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, and so a lot of my patients actually come to us because I back the blue. I believe in freedom of speech and freedom to decide if you want to put something in your body or not. So we have like 90% of my patients, and like I accept everybody. I don't care if you have purple hair. I don't care if you're transgender. I don't care. Like I'm accepting of everybody. I don't care. I don't really care. As long as to me, it's more important if they're just a good individual.
One of the biggest things for people that I have supported, one of their complaints has always been, why do they talk to me like I'm a baby? Why can't they talk to me like they're talking to you? And they're absolutely right. They're very smart. The people we support are very intelligent. And so when you talk to them as if you're talking to a small child, it's offensive. And so, yeah, I think educational videos, you know, bringing that here to show everybody would help. They know that they're not perfect. They know that they're special. That's what some of them say to me, at least, that they know they're special because they don't really like to refer to themselves as having disabilities. They like to say they're special. And so they know this, they're aware of that. They don't want the community to throw that back at them because it's perceived negatively when that happens. So having that education to understand that they're just like you and I.
And always looking for good people to be in their staff. So if you are looking for a career that makes you feel great about yourself, that's a great place to start. Okay, Kyle, I really want to know what they're doing at Target store. So you need to answer me on here. We'll just hope that this doesn't get pulled. We'll see what happens. Somebody wrote on here, thank God they didn't have that with Kip Kinkle. Well, here's the thing. Here's what happened with that. Governor Brown, when she started releasing all these murderers and killers reducing their sentences, she conveniently wrote the rule to the parole board. She totally went around everything that you're supposed to do. You have to take it each case by itself to the parole board. She just dumped a whole shitload of them on him. And that's not the way it's procedurally supposed to happen. But she made the rules so that only one person on death row was not be affected. And that was Kip Kinkle. One person. And it's not that Kip wasn't any better or worse than the rest of them. But it's because politically, if she had done that, Springfield and Eugene would have been marching on her doors. That would have stirred up a hornet's nest, even with her own party, that they would do it. Okay, so why is there any advertising about people totally regret their procedure? Because you know what it is, Barbara? You got to go. You're not going to find it in the regular media. Go find Jordan Peterson's podcast and you go look him up. And he has all kinds of information and people talking about this. Double standard of prisoners. Oh, they are selling trans swimsuits for kids. No. Chest flattening suits and wiener hiding pouches. No. Seriously? Are you for real? Oh, man. Oh, wow. Oh, God. I tell you. I'm got blocked, LOL. What do you mean? Did you get blocked on here? I don't know, Kyle, you didn't get blocked on here. That's the other thing that is so that's so weird is that, from Facebook? Yeah, because you posted that? Yeah, well, it is scary out there because you don't know when they're going to come on and say that, you know, this is disinformation or anything like that, when we're trying to have a conversation about it and the things that go on. And I still don't know. And see, where I get myself frustrated is because I listen to all kinds of information and I'm hearing reports on stuff that, to me, I hear it and I know it's factual. But then when you go on the regular media like this, then you don't know if they're up to speed with that, or if they're, you know, they're just their algorithms are pulling things back and stuff. So I don't know. But here's what I would say to you guys. And we're going to join Tim and May in just a second. They have a new show that they're doing and they talk about all kinds of shit. I don't know if they talk about. But they probably do, knowing Tim. May has trouble controlling that man, but they'll be here in just a second. But you guys, here's the deal. We have to start talking about this, and maybe it's not always like Kyle talking about it on the media so you get shut down, but it's, we have to stop being silent and being afraid of what they're going to do to us, because, you know, my good friend, Dr. Michael Bratlin ran for the 4J school board and he spent tens of thousands of dollars to do that. And for the right reasons, because he was, you know, seeing how screwed up the board is, how they can't even have a meeting without one board member telling everybody they're racist, and they're not getting any work done. In the meantime, our kids are suffering, and Oregon is number 38. I think they're even lower than that when it comes to educating kids, and yet they spend some of the most money on education of any state in the country. Now you got a powerful OEA union in charge running everything. Why is education so poor? You'd think if it was always what they say, I hear these lines about, it's about the kids. Well, if it's about the kids, why are the kids the ones suffering? And where were they thinking about the kids during the dark time? Was that the best thing that could be done for them? No. And everybody knew it. That's the problem. So, all right. So anyway, you got to get involved. And so we have to have conversations like this. We have to put the pressure on the other side of this whole issue. And right now, I would really ask you to be supporting your Republican lawmakers who are standing up for Oregon and walking out, because that's gutsy stuff. The reason that this is such a big news story, and I don't know if all of you guys know this, but Oregonians passed a change to the Constitution in Oregon a few years ago. Change the Constitution to make it so that any lawmaker who doesn't show up 10 days for 10 days in a session can then not be eligible to run for that office again the next time around. And I think that's unconstitutional, but here's the way it was sold to Oregon voters. It was sold as, if they're not going to work, they're not showing up on the job, then we shouldn't be paying them. And 70% of you voted for this. And now it's created a cluster mess. And it's the only way the Republicans can block stuff from happening, because the Democrats just want, they got a majority and they're not listening. And so that's the only power they have to do this. And they're using that power. But the other side is spinning it as, look, they're trying to control us. Here's the funny thing on the side that I learned yesterday on our show that we did with one of the lawmakers, is they may have screwed themselves, because there's apparently a loophole in this whole thing where if they kick them out, it could be, there's this, and there's a lot of details to this, but I'm giving you the Reader's Digest condenser, Rick Danzer version. If there could be something in this that if they do that, that they're actually still hold that position, and they could, basically, the Republicans could hold them hostage through 2024 and nothing could be done. No legislation could be passed, because they may not have dotted their I's. And imagine that, an Oregon lawmaker who didn't read the bill. It never happens. Tim, that never happens. May, no. That never happens.
Oh, she showed up. I love it.
I know, awesome. She did it. She got on. She's smart, because she just went on and re-signed in, and that's the new signal came in. You know, May, I don't know if you can have it surgically removed, but there is a palm tree growing out of your head. Do you know a good doctor?
Only thing going out of my head.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So Tim and May are happily married, but they take separate vacations and they've been married for years. And that's probably why.
You got that correct. And it started after the fact that we took so many vacations with our kids. He was running me ragged because Tim was a high activity kind of guy, you know, morning activities, afternoon, evening, and I would come home and need a vacation from the vacation. And I just got older and wiser and said, I'm taking my own damn vacation. So we do, usually once a year.
Okay, I'm unplugging my headphones so that the Instagram audience can hear you too. So you guys should be able to hear. You won't see them. You'll just see my lovely face over here. So, but be happy. So, anyway, you've heard our conversation. You want to throw anything in?
Well, I love what Jordan Peterson says about gender affirming care. He says a therapeutic relationship is never affirming. You don't go to a doctor and get cancer affirming care. You get cancer killing care. You get infection killing care. You don't get infection affirming care. I mean,
that's what I was trying to say is it sounds like buttery language to cover up what's really going on. And I hate when people do that to me because it's like, and then there's this lingo and everybody knows what it is and you're supposed to use it. And it's like, it's not, you know, it's not factual.
Well, if you're using that word affirming, then it's like you need reassurance that what you're believing isn't real. And that should be a big sign, right? If you need if it's affirming care, then maybe there's someone that thinks that there's something wrong with that care. So that should be a big red flag right there. That's what I think. But you're right, it's lingo.
Hey, you guys, so Matt Kendall is on the page commenting and he's just laughing. He's going, Reader's Digest, laugh, laugh, laugh. I guess that ages me because I said the Reader's Digest condensed version. And Matt obviously knows what that means. So he grew up with parents that probably said the same thing. He said, we used to get it too. So look how antique I've become. Oh my God.
Did you read them in the bathroom like we did?
Yeah, well, some, but you know, I mean,
yeah.
it's, you know, so you guys want to know my newest thing I have to come out about?
Sure. Tim, there's catalog in the bathroom.
Just be really careful, Tim. You could be in so much trouble. So I had to get hearing aids.
Ooh. Oh, if Rick did it, I can do it.
They're in right now. Look, you want to see? So I got these kind. So I'll show you. They're called
I need them. I am deaf in one ear and I became readily apparent with COVID and masks when I couldn't lip read anymore. Where did you get them?
I got them. I went in and looked at all the different ones. I went to Costco and got my ears checked and they said, you have moderate to severe hearing loss. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And then they put the little
and your wife is like, no shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So here's what's funny. So these are called Eargos and they're like $2,600. They're going to call me up I hook them to my phone and I can turn them up and turn them down and hook them to my TV and everything. And so look, so that goes like that. And then I just stick it way in my ear and then the little thing, just I can pull it out.
Sweet.
And I can seriously can hear better. But what's so funny is my wife was in my office today and she's going, so Rick, what's going on like this? You know, da 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 da. I'm going, why are you talking so loud? And she starts laughing and she goes, oh my God, I'm going to have to start learning to talk differently because I'm so used to, I said, cause you're really irritating me. And she goes, Rick, that's how loud I have to speak so that you can hear me. And I'm like going, oh my God, I'm an old man. I'm 64 and I've got hearing aids. So, but you know what? I tell you what, they feel so much better. I mean, I hear so much better. I was putting together a video today and I'm like going, oh wow. But the one thing that's weird is like you walk in the bathroom and I hear the floor squeak. But it's like squeak, squeak, where it's like probably normal, but I'm hearing it like amplified. And it's just the weirdest thing. So this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Some things are best left unheard, right? That's why I've just defaulted to not getting it. Man, again,
you should check out these. I think, and seriously, they're and it's not like I don't wear them to the gym or something. They said you don't need to have to do that or anything. I just put them in when I come to work, and then when I go home, I take them out. You know, so my wife isn't screaming at me the whole time. But yeah, I'm anyway. That's where I'm at.
So I know Costco's pretty popular for the hearing aids. So the big question is how often do you have to change the batteries and how much
these
those
ones you don't. These they have a charger.
Perfect. Because it's like cars. They get you on all the accessories and the maintenance.
And you just charge them at night and then it plugs in, just like a regular, you know, anything else that you have. You plug it in and then they charge. Right. And they have a 2 or 3 year warranty on them or something, you know. But Costco did mine for free, you know, just a hearing check. And then you go and you can get it. But the ones they had, like if you wanted to get them in there, those little tan colored ones. And they put them in your ear, but it seals. And then, so if you plug your ears, that's how you hear yourself talk. And I was like,
no, thanks.
No, I don't. You know, I didn't want. It sounded so weird. It was like I plugged my ears. I can't even hear myself. So I went, no, I don't think I'm doing that. So
just bone conductor.
Enough about me.
There you go. Now I need to get a pair.
There is never enough. Tell me about in our audience about docktails and cocktails. I've watched and I think it's fun. You guys are doing a new show. You have BS Free MD, which is my wife really likes your BS Free MD, but Kathy's really into like facts and information and doctors and she's going. But I'm like the doc and the cocktail. I like the cocktail part, you know, it feels like, hey, I'm drinking with them. I'm being good, you know, and they're inciting riots and stuff. But tell people what it's about. And it starts tonight at 7 in Oregon time, right?
Six. So in 26 minutes, we'll be live. What we try to do is take a lighter look at things. We tell medical stories that are kind of funny. Like last week, we told the story. I like getting into the news and doing the crazy stuff in the news. And there was the story of the gentleman that went into the women's bathroom or women's change room at the YMCA in Ohio. And he said, I identify as Rachel. And he changed in front of a bunch of young women and they freaked out and charged him with, what was it? Indecent exposure. But he got off the charge because he was so fat, you couldn't see any of the twigs or berries. So because everything was hidden by the morbid obesity. So this is the kind of stuff we take on. Tonight, we're going to talk a lot about May's vacation, dolphins, how dolphins sleep, why sleep is important.
And a little history on some superfoods and powerful fruit that's going to, you know, change your life. And
mixed with liquor.
There you go.
Mixed
and
with
the cocktail.
Superfoods mixed with liquor.
You know, that's how I could do superfoods. That would be, you know, with a little gin and tonic and a superfood, I'm good to go. So, you know, talking about vacations, and you guys are doctors, so I feel like I can talk with you about this. I got the flu or something while I was on my trip. I wake up and I'm barfing chunks out my nose, like corn and stuff coming out my nose. And then everything else came out the backside. On my vacation, I was down for a whole day. So then George Strait concert was two nights after that. So then I took, you know, did the banana diet, the brat diet and did my thing and got back, went to the concert, felt okay. Didn't feel bad, but didn't feel, you know, my Rick Dancer self. And then got home and the next morning, whoosh, fire hose out the back end. And it was like, then we had to drive like 7 hours. And fortunately, I'm pretty good at, you know, dishing out crap. And so when I just get it all out and then I'm empty. And so the drive was non-eventful, but it was really uncomfortable.
So it sounds like you almost got food poisoning if you had like sudden onset really quick for 24 hours, like top to bottom. Mm-hmm.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. That's a medical term. That's like gender affirming. That's your diarrhea affirming me.
No. The medical term would be mouth to anus. So there you go.
Okay, you're about to anus affirming me.
No. That is an entirely different thing.
Okay, then the
and
other
we,
thing
don't. We, that's a line I won't cross.
I want. There's Sorry. One more thing I wanted to tell you guys, and you can put this on your show. We were at the concert, and there's like 60,000 people, and the women's restroom was packed, like they couldn't get in. So there were women standing in line at the men's restroom. And then they're so I'm talking to him, going, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm just going in here. And she goes, I identify as a male. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm identifying as a male for today so I can go in here. So they'd go in and most of them, all of them were going in the sit down ones, except for this one girl. And she just walked up to a urinal and there's dudes on all sides of her, pulls up her dress, pulls down her underpants and stands there. And she goes to the bathroom. And on the urinal, and of course I took a picture, but my wife would not let me post it because it's, you know, but you have her with her like kind of leaning forward and two guys standing there and looking over at her. And we did tell all the women in line, there is a rule in the men's restroom. You don't look over at the guy next to you. You look straight ahead at the wall. There's no eye veering. That's how men go to the bathroom. And especially if you're a woman, and they all laughed. They thought that was so funny. So we can't look. I go, no, you can't look when you're in the men's restroom and you're standing in a urinal. It's bad to look. You're not supposed to look. You can peek, but you're not supposed to look.
I'd be medicaling out. I'd be like, you need to get that checked. That looks like a skin cancer in there. And that looks like a herpes, not true.
And if you're a doctor, May, one thing you don't want to do if it's you is cough. Don't say cough or anything like that, because then you're going to have people scattering.
Oh, my goodness.
So there, I just gave I just gave you some great stuff for your show tonight.
Oh, there you go. I don't know. I almost took a video after the dolphin episode of a guy that fell asleep on the bus and fell literally out of his chair, which was kind of funny. But I don't do that, Rick. I don't take pictures of some people.
Okay. So now, since I got you here, just real fast, and then we'll end this thing. But real quick, so what's coming up on BSMD? BS Free MD. What's our new topic? What's coming up?
What's coming up this weekend or this Thursday?
We revamped it, and we have a new admin person, and Desiree's kind of mixed them up for a little bit. But we just dropped a show Monday, and it's actually talking about aging and how to have this discussion with aging parents or your kids or both about needs and Alzheimer's, dementia, how to plan ahead, with really good tips and tricks on how to deal with putting your parent into a home, etc. We have another couple episodes coming up. We're doing actually on mental health and the importance of actually ketogenic diet and ketones in healing and reversing mental illness. So that'll be coming out soon. Really good stuff from a counselor in Washington, and cutting edge stuff on metabolic management of mental health. And we are going to do some finance topics. We just finished recording those today on basic stuff on getting your finances right, because that affects your health, your marriage, your relationships, and nobody's happy if their finances aren't in check. So that's a few of the episodes coming out, and we are actually putting out our DocTales live stream now as a second episode that you can listen to if you missed the live stream. So we will have two shows a week. Monday is the repurposed live streams, and the Thursdays are our regular Serious Talk BS3MD podcast.
Okay, so that's what you guys have going on. And, you know, I did a story one time on aging parents, and I thought that was really one of the greatest things, that tips that I got out of this, and I'm sure you guys heard this too, was to keep their routine the same. Like if somebody gets up and the first thing they do is have coffee, that parents that I should write down my daily routine, because they said the most frustrating thing, especially when people start getting dementia, is you're giving me my coffee 2 hours after I wake up and I'm mad because I can't explain to you what it is and I may not even understand what it is. But getting their routine down, because we all have a routine, you know, when you go potty in the morning, what you do, and writing all that down so your loved ones and your healthcare people know what you're doing. I thought that was fascinating to me, because don't think about that.
No, so like we discussed with the financial advisor today, you get up, you drink coffee, you go to the gym, and then it's hookers and blow. So if that doesn't happen at the right time, then I'll be a little bit cranky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I'll be a little bit cranky.
And you can't explain it. I think sometimes we don't even realize what's bothering us, and your rhythm is off, and you don't really know what that is. And I think that's a really, I just thought that was like amazing because it's so simple, but it's something I bet most people overlook a lot.
But it's the same. It's the same with children.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Routine totally saves kids. Yep. And I think he either ignored or didn't hear my hookers and blow joke, but that's besides the point.
I heard it. I wasn't sure what to do with it, Tim.
Yeah, yeah. May's like that all the time. I go, we did an episode last week and we were talking about grounding, which is like a real thing, like standing in the ocean and you it's negative, like it grounds you, decharges your body. It's actually really amazing. And of course, this is later in the show, so we're a couple cocktails deep, and I talked about grounding my wiener. And of course, that went absolutely nowhere. I said, didn't you hear that? That's comedy gold. She goes, no, I'm just ignoring you because it's childish and idiotic.
If I ignore it, it'll go away.
No, I'll just remind you.
Well, that's how you get children. You just ignore it.
Well, May, you have fun in Hawaii. And Tim, you have fun back there at home. I'm in your undisclosed location in a bunker. I'm hiding from the law.
100%.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Okay.
See ya, DuckTales.
Thank you. All right, you guys. So again, Tim and May, BS Free MD. If you're looking for really interesting stories on medical stuff, and they go on very edgy stuff. If you're just looking for fun, like what we just had tonight, DuckTales and cocktails. Right on here, BS Free MD on Facebook, and you'll find it. And they're just fun. You get to talk to them. They actually answer your questions like I do, which I find some people that do lives and they never answer people's questions. But what the hell are you doing a live for? So hopefully this will stay on, and I won't get knocked off of the social media platforms for our content tonight. We'll see what happens, because that would be a really bad thing. But how do I do a show called Freestyle when I can't even talk about it? And Jared, I will look into those sonic hearing aids that you were talking about as well. All right, we'll talk to you guys later tomorrow night. Bill Lunder will be joining us, and we'll be talking about local news. All right, we'll see you then. Have a good night. Bye, guys. Oh, share it on your page, please.